Imagine that a career is like a marathon, a long, grueling, and ultimately rewarding endeavor. Now imagine a marathon where both men and women arrive at the starting line equally fit and trained. The gun goes off. The men and women run side by side. The male marathoners are routinely cheered on. Looking strong, on your way. But the female runners hear a different message. You know you don't have to do this, the crowd shouts. Or, good start, but you probably won't want to finish. The farther the marathoners run, the louder the cries grow for the men. Keep going, you've got this. But the women hear more and more doubts about their efforts. External voices, and often their own internal voice, repeatedly question their decision to keep running. The voices can even grow hostile. As the women struggle to endure the rigors of the race, spectators shout, "Why are you running when your children need you at home?" Back in 1997, Debbie Hemeter was a rising executive at Sara Lee, who aspired to someday lead a major corporation like her role model, Pepsi-Cola North America CEO Brenda Barnes. Even after starting a family, Debbie continued to pursue her career at full speed. Then one day, when Debbie was on a business trip, she opened her hotel door to find USA Today with the startling headline, "Pepsi Chief Trades Work for Family." The subhead elaborated, "22-year veteran got burned out."